Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I'm coming. Hold on. All right, I'm back. I had to take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I had to take just a little caffeine break here, so you'll forgive me, I know. But that's the cost of raising my shackles, raising my voice, raising my blood pressure, because, as you see tonight, I am all alone with you, and I am now bearing my soul and my burden. George Bush and this government in Washington are the tip of the iceberg. And they are the symptom of the problem. Though the evil they do is evident and obvious, and the lies continue in your face, spit in your eye, and you call it due, as Khrushchev once said, you're not doing anything about it. The Democrats are putting up their phony political opposition, their hypocrisy, their partisan politics, as if we care about their filth and their sewage and their garbage. We don't. We really don't. But the fact of the matter is, it's all a ruse. It is all a ruse, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing more. The only opposition that counts is the opposition that will come from you, the American public, standing on firm ground. All right? Now, I'm not saying that we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to interfere with the plans of the Lord. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm telling you is, you know what makes an American different from all the other countries of the world. You know what the American red, white, and blue is supposed to stand for. You know what our forebears did for us, gave for this nation, for colonies, actually, for our colonial freedom. And you're willing to let it all go. You're willing to say goodbye to it, and the American people deserve it. And that's true. Most people deserve what they get. When they're in a slave camp, they cry and whine and scream and rant and rave, and nobody can hear them. They get what they deserve. But there are some that don't deserve what they get. I realize the rain falls upon the just as well as the unjust, but that does not justify the evil that we have allowed to transpire in this country today. As John Clark has said on this show, it's not going to be done through political action alone. Writing is fine, calling is fine, ranting is fine, screaming is fine, going on record against them is all well and good. But that alone is not going to get the job done, let's face it. These people in Washington, and I don't care who they are, even the best of them are kidding us. They're kidding themselves, they're liars. If they're telling us that they are going to stop these neocons with political action, with budget cuts and all of this. I want to see treason trials. I want to see trials for treason for George Bush and Dick Cheney and all of these other neocons that run this administration, and yes, for Congress as well. The Ted Kennedys, the McCains, all of them on both sides of the aisle. Newt Gingrich and company. They deserve the noose around the neck because they are traitors to our national entity. Globalist Zionist Internationalists. We'll be right back with your calls. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access, excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Brandt's Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba dive, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to you in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Well, we're back now. Plenty of time for the calls, and we have many at 800-313-9443. Let me start with Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. I want to thank your caller, Charles from Louisiana, for handing out thousands of DVDs. And also, Charles, I want to thank you personally for being there during that Katrina catastrophe. You were there on the scene, and you kept us alerted to what was really going on. And thank you, thanks for helping the people and doing everything you could. And it's people like you that motivate a lot of us out here. And, Charles, you're absolutely correct about your statement. These politicians, yes, they are corrupt, but the people that they only reflect ourselves, the people. And a good point in case is Ted Pike. Rick, did you have Reverend Ted Pike on recently?
We have him almost every week.
Okay, well, this makes Charles's point even more clear for clarification. I heard on today, on the Kalia show tonight, Follow the Money, Bob Chapman was the guest, and he had some information to give him, and that was the money that was donated, and as you know, Ted Pike has single-handedly taken on this hate crime legislation, and he's doing a tremendous job, but he's doing it by himself. Well, the call for the money has been coming out on the Pat Conley Show and other on www.truthtellers.com. I've got the address. And he asked Chapman if he was sitting down, how much money was raised in this whole process. Take a guess, Rick.
How was it, a small amount or a large amount?
Rick, take a guess.
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't like to guess.
Okay.
Give it to me, babe. Give it to me.
Charles's point. $250. I'm sending in $50, and people do not have the website, www.truthtellers.com.
It's .org.
Yes.
Truthtellers.org, by the way.
Okay, .org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you corrected me on
yes.
that. I have the address here if you're interested. I'm sending $50 in tomorrow morning. It's Post Office Box 828. And this is hard to pronounce. It's Clackamas, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
C as in cat, L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S, Oregon. And the zip is 97015.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be sending in $50. It's a small amount, but the point is this is single-handling, taking on the hate legislation, and we've got to do more than this. So we've got to step up to the plate.
And now you heard what I said tonight, I hope, about the latest email from Pike today about the Conyers bill that is sitting in wait for the alternative. When we have seen enough opposition defeat one bill, another one pops up in the middle of the night, and then they try to vote that and sneak it through on behalf of groups like the ADL. You see what they're doing? They're smoking out the opposition and then housing the flames.
Correct. And I heard you also make comments about Turner. I guess you know that he's been recently fired from as board of directors.
Yes.
Okay. You remember when he was Man of the Year Time. Well, these comments, well, I guess you could put two and two. He's no longer with them. And for once, Ted's got some rights. And you know the billions he's lost. Well, he recently
yeah.
made...
I know. I know the story of how he was pushed out of Hollywood.
That's right. And so he's got a billion left. So, you know, it's up to Ted to get it right this time. But he's got a billion left. And that was interesting. You made a comment about the UN global taxation,
mm-hmm.
and you're on point. The useless nations, as you know, its purpose was to stop all the wars. Well, you know, looking at the useless track, and as you and the figures you gave out, well, they don't take into account IMF, the World Bank, and as you know, for the first time, this country. Since the Great Depression, have a negative 2% savings rate for the average citizen in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay approximately a little over 60% in taxes alone, which is for food and housing, which is more than food and housing combined.
And this is the way they engineer it from the beginning, Leslie. Let me say this, that as some great economists have acknowledged that... way before the income tax, this nation ran fine on certain taxes, and of course the tariff, okay, is what helped to keep America strong, and not only America, but the taxpayers were given a chance to save. Now that we've reached that with the income tax and the corporate taxes, what do you think has happened to American savings? Gone down to zero, to zilch. The economy's been totally and completely decimated by this direct taxation of income and corporate earnings, so-called.
Absolutely. And what is so disheartening is that the middle class is going down the tubes, and that is exactly what made this country great and different from
yes.
other countries.
Yes, the middle class is being wiped out.
People do understand NAFTA was a total sellout to this country by the Clinton-Bush combo team, and people do not, and you know, it's so funny because you see Bill Clinton still jetting around with Bush Sr. As last week. I mean, this is they vacation on a regular basis, and then you've got this so-called, as you know, you probably already know, Rick, he wanted to be Secretary General for the UN. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm. Bush.
No, Clinton.
Sorry, you're right. Bill Clinton. Well, they wanted him, too, actually.
His name
was tossed around, but then
that's
you know.
That's right. He didn't get it.
He didn't. He wasn't a good enough boy.
I know. Wasn't that something?
I'm crying. I'm sending flowers.
Right. Well, it was a huge disappointment for him. But, you know, Hillary, as you know, and this latest little thing, the reason why the Democrats lost the control of Congress was because of the Clintons directly. Because the people were so sick at this election year, you saw that they lost control of Congress. And that's what the Bush and Clinton team have in common. Had control of the Congress since 1960, and they lost that with the second term of Bill Clinton. And that's when, 1992, that's when Republicans came up, because the people were so sick of Hillary scandals and with Whitewater, Travelgate, Cattlegate, the Peter Foster Gate, the Rosegate billing records, Hellgate. I mean, it just went on and on and on. They were so sick of this corrupt Clinton team. And they were just fed up. And that was the one of the three reasons why the Republicans lost control of the House was corruption. And, you know, we're just going to have to get another new team in and do something about it. But we only have ourselves to blame. And the first thing we need to do is get involved. Call your congressman at 202-224-3121. Let him know of your dissatisfaction of the global taxation. This is outrageous for the UN to even request it. Let them know that the hardship that you have with the taxes that you have to bear, and we have a negative 2% savings rate. And now, you talked about the trade. China, we owe China a little over $1 trillion that we borrowed from her. And not counting, you know, you mentioned the $764 billion mm-hmm. trade deficit. What people need to understand is that trade deficit undervalues, lowers, devalues our dollar. That they fail to understand. And that's why our forefathers were absolutely correct about the tariffs. There is no way we can compete against Chinese labor, folks. They do not have health, safety regs, and you name it on down the list. They don't exist.
It's a slave camp.
Absolutely.
Come on. I mean, the Congress of the United States gave them most favored nation status, renewed it in perpetuity, and these butchers have done more killing than Saddam Hussein could ever have done.
Bush,
they are the enemy of the American government,
Clinton,
the American people.
Clinton also gave them the technology.
Absolutely.
And people, and that was the secretary for the IBMS systems, the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Systems, and the Secretary of Defense Cohen at that time was opposed that, and the Secretary of State. And the first time that any transaction went through that, with, you know, without the approval of the two parties. And the thing is, you know, this goes on and on, this corruption, this disregard for the American people's sovereignty, the disregard for their safety, the disregard for their economic security, and you have to lead the international corporations running this country wide open, and it is about time that the American people say, enough is enough. We're throwing these corrupt people out of here, and we're going to have the American interest represented, and it's long overdue.
Yes.
And Charles, please don't your first caller, please don't be parted, because I you have done so much, and you have set a great example for so many of us out here, and it's people like you that make it worthwhile.
Amen. Thank you, Leslie, for all you've done. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
And for your great call. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take another call or two as soon as we come back. The break on us. 800-313-9443. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on RBNLive.com, and we shall return with your calls in just 3 minutes.
Business employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are bearing more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to flow deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredoc.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses American prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. Materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plan for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world is an overwhelming surprise. Call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a deal for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off-grid, we have products for you from stoves to stave washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Alrighty, okay, I'm back. Hey, Frank in North Providence. Frank Ecopia, how are you, Frank? We haven't seen you in a while. We hope you're well. We'll see you at the usual spot tomorrow morning, Lord willing, around 11 o'clock. How's that? We have our strategy sessions there. All right. How about that? Okay, good. Tomorrow night we have scheduled a man who was here before who deals with race issues. He deals with Renaissance. I'm not going to say any more. But we haven't heard back from him yet. He is scheduled for tomorrow night to be with us, and I will keep that a mystery till tomorrow night. We'll confirm it tomorrow, God willing. How's that? All right, let me reach now to our telephone and our callers at 800-313-9443. Gloria is now no longer with us. She dropped off. But we do have Henry from Connecticut. Oh, Henry.
Hello.
Oh, Henry, the candy bar. Are you a candy bar, Henry?
No.
Do you like candy bars, Henry?
Yes, I do.
Someday we'll give you a free candy bar if you get the answer to the question. How's that?
What is the question?
Well, someday. We'll come up.
Yeah. Okay, two things.
Okay.
I want to make a comment. I disagree with my white Southern brethren down in Louisiana. I think it's
who's that, Charlie?
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're permitted to disagree. We don't.
Oh, no, I don't.
We don't give you a penalty tax for that.
Right. Well, when he says, even though he means well, though, and I know he means well, I could tell.
Yeah.
I disagree with him for two things. One is he's saying the American people deserve it. Let me say this, and him and anyone out there listening. My opinion is no, they don't deserve it. For the past 80 years, you had people in power that deliberately forcing stuff down this country's throat that the people don't want, a multiculturalism to Federal Reserve, to everything else.
Well, but if they don't want it, then why do they allow it? Come on.
Well, I mean, they don't
really
allow it.
Let's be honest. The fact
is
they don't want socialism, but they love Social Security if they can get something for nothing,
right? Well, the Social Security came after...
Hello? Henry?
tie is a...
Okay, you clip off for us in there.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
The paper, the Federal Reserve System and the paper money system came first. They're all tied and linked together.
Yeah, but then when the time came for World War I, they went marching off to war, didn't they?
Well, yes, right, but you also have to understand there's a couple of things he's missing, you're missing too. One is the media. These people control all, at least they try to, it looks like to me, the way they're always merging and buying up, they try to control all of the media. The only media that's left is the Internet. As a matter of fact, most Americans don't have shortwave radio. The reason why that is also is that when you buy any kind of radio, and I see it in all stores, you only have AM.
Henry, though, the excuse for ignorance, I'm sorry, because you are a classic example of it. You are bombarded with the same media propaganda as I and Leslie and Charlie and everyone else.
No, I do not
have
a TV.
Well, that doesn't mean, you know, get the point. The point is that you and I are living in propaganda every day, but that doesn't stop you from educating yourself or to finding out the truth.
Right, but see, I don't have Internet access because my thing burnt out. I'm going to have that fixed, but I have a shortwave ahead for a couple
Henry,
of
you, you know, you're missing the point I'm trying to make is that regardless of how much control there is over the media and how they brainwash us, we are living proof that you are only going to be brainwashed if you allow yourself to be brainwashed.
Right. Okay, I see that point.
That's
another
my
thing
point
too. What about the fact that them not listening to you? See, I would tell him down there that unless you want to call up the militia, okay, and because that's the only thing these people understand.
Mm-hmm.
You even had another guy call from Texas. He said the same thing.
Yeah.
You wrote these congregants. You wrote these people.
I've been doing this for 30-something years.
Yeah, right. Okay, and change. This is the point. I've done it too. When you write these people, and it is even more so now than ever, they do whatever blank they want.
Right.
And you could even come to their door, even except for some like Tom Tancredo and a few others and Ron Paul, possibly Ron Paul. But most of them, they do whatever the hell they want. Now, I'll tell you what would help, and I would say this to him, and I know you don't do this, but I bet you he might now, if he may fall back and correct me. I think it would help if they took a tip from some of the people my age generation, younger, to stop voting for all this Republican, stupid two-party crap system. Because you're also going to remember, too, that you know when they keep saying the younger people don't. What I found out, too, is that if you don't vote Democrat or Republican, they also count somebody voting even independent or other parties as not voting, too, in some states and in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is this. St. Patrick's Day, there was a massive march in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. against the war. Not one TV or anything ever covered it. I heard a little bit of it, a tiny bit of it on AM local.
You're talking about in Massachusetts.
No,
sure,
there
was it was covered.
Well, Massachusetts may have covered it, but there was a march in Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah, that was covered on the news, too. I mean, it wasn't given full attention, maybe, but it was covered. It was
all
mentioned.
All right, well, either they limit the amount of people that they show on the camera.
Well, yeah, they underestimate the crowds, they poo-poo it,
right,
and so forth, but it was mentioned, yes.
Oh, surprise. Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't mention it at
all.
All
right, for time, we're going to have to break.
Okay.
Quickly,
right.
You have a final point?
All right, and the final point I was going to say with the thing with Leslie, she said he got $200.
Right.
Somebody else call up and give the post office box again slowly.
All right, I'll do it.
Because people don't have web access.
Okay, I'll do it when we come back. Okay, thank you, Henry. We'll be right back with more calls straight ahead. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Finance News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debt disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankrupts whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift? No worry. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school. Working at home? Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com. Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you? Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real. Are you sure? I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home. Really? I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy. I'll be earning money while we're seeing this winner. What was that website again? EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Write it down. Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logic up of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this great matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back now, and Henry, the last caller, did want to get that again, and you can call or you can give your address or whatever way you want to contribute to the National Prayer Network, Ted Pike's group. You can do that. The street address or the postal address, I should say, is Ted Pike, National Prayer Network, P.O. Box 828, Clackamas, Oregon, 97015. Again, that's P.O. Box 828, and the name of the city is spelled C-L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S, Clackamas, Oregon. 97015. You can give them a call. You can call them at 503-631-3808. 503-631-3808. And you can go to the website, as we always tell you, www.truthtellers.org. Not .com, .org. Okay? Now we'll continue with our callers. And I believe we have Aaron in Colorado right now. Hello, Aaron. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
I'll try and make this quick because I don't really know if this is a topic that you wanted to do tonight. I wanted to just comment on Charles Leslie. I think Charles is a great guy, and I've listened to him on different shows, and he's given out thousands and thousands and thousands of DVDs and copies.
Yeah.
He's been in the, you know, a grunt in the field, and I don't know him personally. But I've done the same. I've given out hundreds of tapes and DVDs, and all exhausted. But he's a true hardworking patriot, and I applaud all his efforts. Leslie made a comment that Ted Pike has only received $250 on this donation. We're just trying to do what we can. In my example, if I make $50,000 a year and taxes take out almost half, my mortgage is about $20,000 a year, which leaves me with very little. What I try and do, and what I do actually, is I set aside $500 a year that I give to small donations to newswithviews.com. I take the American Free Press. I've given to RBN. I've given, I've bought Michael Piper's books. I've donated to Revere Radio. Those are the small amounts, $10 here, $15 here, $20 here. I have given to Ted Pike in small amounts. I'm not trying to make an excuse. I'm just saying to Leslie that we just there's only so far our money will go. But I do want to do what we can do if we don't have money. We can play our get our tapes and DVDs and make copies if we're given permission to, which I've done. You can play them on the your local grassroots TV, your community grassroots TV. You have you have access to the airwaves, and you should be able to play those, whether it's the Second Amendment, Innocence Betrayed, where it's Freedom from Fascism, Aaron Russo's, with Terror Storm from Alex Jones. I've done all three of those. With pretty good success. Me and my friends have also had 9/11 movements at our local libraries, 14-week weekly sessions where we play DVDs. It's free to the public. We get to use the live facilities, and we get to talk about these things and spread information. So that's what we're trying. There's a couple ideas for other people. Another suggestion is I'm sure you could, I know American Free Press would take, you can will your property when you pass on to the other side. And I'm sure you're able to do that with RBN. That's probably a big donation that, that I could do, rather than, or other people that want to help. What do you think about that?
Of course, you could do that. You can plan on many things to give, you know, in your wills, your estates, and sure, that there's nothing wrong with that. You give whom you want. But another thing that I'd like to say is that when this subject comes up about what do you expect the American people to do, how can they fight back? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, the American public, we're coming up on Fool's Day. You know when April Fool's Day is? It's April 15th.
Sure.
Income tax day. If the American people had the guts to do what they know has to be done and say, we're not going to finance this New World Order anymore, that would bring the House of Cards to a grinding halt, my friend. The American people, the taxpayers, and the corporate world said, no more. We're not going to take withholding taxes out. You do it. And that, my friends, would send the loudest message that you could ever send, short of gunfire. Because that tells them we're not going to pay for our own destruction. Why should we be paying for our own destruction? Why do you expect me to put money into the coffers of these criminals and gangsters in Washington who have taken that money and run with it? No more. We're not going to do it anymore. That is the day I would like to see come on April Fool's Day.
Yes, I agree with you there.
And there you go. That's the way I feel about it.
You're absolutely correct.
And Aaron Russo has spelled it out in his film. People have no excuse now who've seen the film to disagree with the facts stated therein. We have gone from freedom to fascism. And if we like fascism, fine. Then we're going to reap the consequences of it. Total enslavement. But if we don't, now is the time we must begin to assert ourselves with every possible means at our disposal. And the Constitution is our guide. And the Declaration of Independence is our guide. And the Bible is our guide. We have no excuse anymore. The Scriptures say, obey the authorities. The authority is the Constitution in this nation. In another nation, it may be the king. It may be the queen. Here in America, it's the government. It's not the politician. It's not the president. It's the law of the land that we be free.
Very good.
There you are. All right. Thank you, Aaron, for your call and your devotion. Appreciate it. 1-800-313-9443 is my number. And now we're going to move along right back to home base here, Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
How are you, Doug?
Doing fine.
Great.
Fantastic show you had with Michael Collins Piper
last night. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you would be just on. Right now, you'd be walking on a higher heavenly plane with those wings flapping. So I'm glad I elevated you last night.
Well, you certainly did. And I'm, I'll forever be appreciative. Now, I'll never tell any other guest you have on there that, like George Gordon.
Uh-huh.
I slipped up and said that he's one of my favorite people.
Uh-huh.
And you have my sincerest apologies. But I said one of my favorite people, you were included.
One of them? How did I go from the favorite to one of the favorites?
Yeah, I know. And yeah, my apology, Rick.
You're pushing it. Pushing it. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll accept that.
So anyway.
Yes, Doug.
Our little models of our Jewish masters that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say this because I know Alex Jones doesn't like it, and I know Alex is probably listening, and he was a friend of mine and whatever. But when you get the Chiles and the, the Wolf Whips and the Pearls and the this and that and other, and the only people you find that don't agree with their agenda are people that are so rotten to the core.
Uh-huh.
The Mossad has a dossier the size of the Houston, Texas telephone book.
Bigger than that.
Uh-huh. You know, if they don't just give them the money, they buy them, or they, blackmail them, or they, Monica Lewinsky, Chandra Levy's, there's nothing that they won't stoop to compromise people. So I'll just have to.
But just think, Doug, if people, after the Federal Reserve was implemented, just a few short years later, what about 5 years later? That was World War One, the biggest profit maker in America for gangsters, right? Just think if the young men said, we won't go. This is a rich men's war. This is a Zionist war. We aren't going. Sorry. We're going to go and overthrow Mr. Wilson's administration. We wouldn't have had to worry about Franklin Delano Roosevelt doing it all over again. We would have avoided that. We would have avoided the loss of 400,000 men in the next war. We would have stopped all of this madness at home. But we didn't do it because we said, and here's where I agree totally with Bob Chapman. The business of the American people is not to support their government. It's to support the country and the Constitution. And if you support your country, then you must oppose the leaders of this regime, George Bush and company. I think that's good advice.
You talked me right into it. It didn't take you long, did it?
Nope.
I mean, you talked me right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Most useless little piece of, can you imagine what his dossier looks like with the Mossad?
Who's this now? George?
Little Georgie boy.
Well, you know, the best part of him, his father flushed down the toilet. You realize that?
I didn't know he had a best part.
that was it.
that little scumbag, that slime ball. And then he's got his little Enron lawyer, little sawed-off Gonzalez that says, all right, torture, mm-hmm. we do whatever we want to do. Mm-hmm. And he's an Enron lawyer. He went from there. He graduated to working big criminals. And what a useless little piece of whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not stuck with him, Rick. I got a feeling. You know, I see a lot of people waking up.
I know one thing for sure. A lot of people are buying ammunition, as my friend Scott Smith always tells you. Buy bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Buy guns. Buy food. Buy survival materials. Just keep storing them away, putting them in different places, and doing what you have to do. And that's a word to the wise, across this whole world, for that matter.
Rick, I live out in the sticks.
Yeah.
And I see, when I pull up to a station, filling station or whatever, I work in Austin, but I live kind of out in the, 30 miles from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I see InfoWars, I see RBN Live, this and that, and just everybody seems to be getting it.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm heartened. Amen. Well, you can only do the good Lord gives you the power to do, and he'll take care of the rest. But meanwhile, as they say, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Amen. Thank you, Doug.
Gotcha.
Amen. Good night. Good to hear from you. And let's see if we could take Gary from Tennessee now. Hello, Gary.
How you doing tonight?
You know how I'm doing. I'm doing fantastic.
Ah, well.
I'm ready, willing, and able. Not Cain.
Well, I'm trying to do the same thing. I came on your program, I don't know, several days ago, and I'm into preparedness and survival stuff. And quite frankly, I was a little disappointed at the response they got.
Uh-huh.
I did get some response.
Yes, you did.
And I said, I took care of that. And I thought, well, let's try something else. Because there's got to be more people that need to know this information. So.
People that care. The ones that really care. Sure.
So I went on the Joyce Riley show and gave out the Graybeard spelled with an E, 42, at bellsouth.net link, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, within 2 hours, my mailbox was stuffed with probably 200 requests.
Oh.
And
well, my listeners don't care, so there you go.
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
They're all going to have to get used to what I'm going through and have been going through for 5 years, and it ain't going to be long.
Mm-hmm.
I give it sometime between 2008 and 2012. And they're all going to be living like I do. I'll be living like a king compared to some of the rich people right now.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
and
I
their
just,
money, their wealth would do them any good at that point.
No. Mm-hmm. No, a magazine full of ammunition to shoot your meat in the woods or other game, if you want to call that, especially the ones with the blue helmets. That's going to be some good barter goods. Anyway, I wanted to comment on Charles. I've heard him on many programs. He's a, he's been on so many different programs, and talking the same speech to the same people. And I want to call him an American hero. He is truly an American. He, like me, I don't have any money, but I've got a computer. It doesn't cost me any more if it's on 100 hours a week or 5 hours a week. So I decided to try to do this little project. And, the response has been overwhelming, and people are complimenting on the information they've got. But I wanted to call and at least say to Charles, he's number one in my book.
Good. Well, he's listening. He's listening, and he's encouraged to do what he knows he has to.
And he's doing what I'm doing.
Right.
He's a poor man with no fame and little money, but he's doing the job.
And he's got the heart and compassion like you. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in and your support. Bye-bye now. All right, we'll be back with a final wrap-up. In just 3 minutes, we'll be back to continue and conclude tonight's program right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and War, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global elite political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's a food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help or food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Phone 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? The glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibrate becomes so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered the disease-causing organism can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm back. All right, okay, ladies and gentlemen. I've fenced with the last calls, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided to make it official. I have joined the George Bush camp. I want to be on the winning side. How's that, huh? I want to be on the winning, and besides, it pays more money. No, I'm only kidding you. I'm only kidding you. Some of you probably would believe that, though. Some of you weak of mind out there who think that I would sell out for a dollar or a billion. Well, I wouldn't. Why? Because as Jesus said when he was tempted by Satan himself, he would be offered all of the kingdoms of this world as if that could be. He said, I am not interested because man does not live by greenies and Federal Reserve notes alone, but by every word out of the mouth of God. There you go. So I am not, ladies and gentlemen, rendering my soul to the New World Order. Not on your life. And if you do, then you get what you deserve. And getting back to what Henry was saying, there is an excuse for ignorance. There is an excuse for insolence. There is an excuse for ignominy. No, the three eyes must go. I'm sorry. There is no longer any excuse for people not to know what's going on and not to know what needs to be done. That's the Internet. You don't have any more excuses, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is there. The cat is out of the bag. Now the rest is up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to be good Americans and do what the Bible says you must do. Obey the authorities. That is the Constitution, the law of the land, to do what's right, and restore your liberty, your freedom. Never let it be confused any confusion exist between your government and your country, as Bob Chapman so eloquently has stated in his latest forecaster. The two are at opposite poles today. Government is now the enemy of the country. And in fact, it has been for at least the past century. And we can really go back even before that. There's no excuse anymore for anyone who is of adult mind, and that certainly limits the country, I'm sure, but anyone who has a modicum of intelligence, a modicum of spiritual truth in him, to know where we are and how we've been lied to. It's not a mistake, George Bush. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. I'm sorry. I had to say it four times. And that should get through. All right. Great night. Great program. As always, here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned for Mr. Whalen coming up next. Don't touch that dial. RBNLive.com. We shall return willing tomorrow evening, 9 o'clock Central, for another lively edition. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, saying good night and stay tuned for another fascinating day of programming.